Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
You walked in this morning, you said you were going to hire a laundry service. Did you hire the service?
I did.
All right, so you're set to go. How does that work? Because I've never had it.
So you, so like last night, I put all the laundry bags on the front porch.
Okay.
And hopefully a porch pirate.
So do they give you the bag?
They do once I establish. Right now they're in trash bags.
Okay, gotcha.
Because I didn't go and talk to them or anything.
I figured it was those cloth bags with the drawstring. Right.
All and right. It has your name on it, a little label. So right now they're just sitting out there like they're trash on the front porch.
Okay. All right. It's a start though.
Yeah, it's a start. So they're like, it's like $1.68 a pound or something like that.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what happens is as you're starting to do this, you're starting to like weigh your towels and you're like, I'll just do the towels myself. Those are heavy. So you put those over there. And then you're like, now socks are light. Yeah. And they match them for you.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, that is a good deal.
Could you just get sock service?
Sock service?
Sock
service? I think you have to do at least 4 pounds or something. I don't know.
They got a minimum.
Yeah. I might have 4 pounds of socks.
You might.
Maybe.
4 pounds. But you do find that as you're loading up bags, you're kind of like, T-shirts are light. Okay, sweater's heavy. Sweater heavy. Jeans very heavy. So you start.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you start.
I never thought of that.
You start putting weird stuff in there.
I don't know if I could do that, though.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like.
I'm just pretty sure they don't
I don't even like to touch my laundry. I certainly don't want a stranger doing it.
I'm pretty sure they don't take underwear.
I don't know.
That would make sense.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't take. I didn't put any underwear in there because I don't think they take underwear because that'd be.
Wouldn't they tell you up front?
I didn't look at the rules. I don't know. They just said when it said that they fold the socks for you and match them and fold them for you, I was like, I'm in.
Sold.
Yeah.
You think they judge you? Because see, I could see if I got the service, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say they held up one of my t-shirts, got a couple of holes in it.
Right.
And they go, oh, that poor bastard. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
He needs a new shirt. But I'll fold it and take it back to him anyway. Or maybe they even toss it for you.
I was just thinking.
This is junk.
The only thing I thought that they would judge me on is like, damn, she doesn't know what size she is. We got extra small.
Yeah, well,
we got extra small and we have extra large in here. Like, how many people live here?
That's what I mean. That they would start judging and if they found out that you're the only person that lives there, then the real judging starts.
Well, I think they just throw it in the washer. I don't really think they care. I don't think they're holding stuff up like,
I'm just saying.
Oh, let's hear.
Well, I'm talking about the folding stage.
Oh, understood.
The folding stage is, you got to hold, you know.
Well, haven't you been in a laundromat and watched them fold? They don't care. They're talking to each other. They're just folding.
Yeah, they're not looking up. Well, what address is this going to?
Yeah, because at my son's college, I went to a laundromat with him, and they had that service. We didn't.
Yeah.
We didn't pay for that, but and those two girls, they were just over there folding. They're looking at their phone with one finger and folding with the other hand. Like, how do you do that? She's scrolling with her right hand, and she's folding with her left hand.
It's talented.
It is talented.
It's very talented. Now, how's the service work as far as how many times a week, how many times a month?
It's one time a week is the cheapest.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. I held back some clothes so I'd have enough for next week. And then, or it's every other week, or it's once a month, or as needed. And it goes up and up and up and up.
So you'll kind of get a better gauge on this once you get your first bill.
Yeah,
you know, after a couple of times.
I was talking to my son last night. He's like, hold up. He literally said this. Hold up. you did this after I moved out? I go, hey, Michelle got a swimming pool after her kids moved out. It's just what
makes
we do.
Sense.
You know, we have, like, now we have extra money. We want extra time.
Yeah.
You guys are in college. Like, who cares? Now we're like, you know, I'm going to take care of me. I'm going to do some stuff for me now. And he's like, yeah, I guess that's better. At least you didn't get a pool. Because Michelle, literally, when Michaela moved out, she literally bought a swimming pool as soon as Michaela went to college.
That is bizarre.
Oh, my God. Isn't that crazy? I love
that's
it.
It's a little different.
Because she's like, it's for me.
I can't wait to see how this laundry service goes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I feel like when I first heard about it this morning, I thought, boy, that's just not for me. I don't know if I could do that.
Affordable.
Send it off with strangers. You know, I don't know. It's just something in my head. You know what I mean? But the more I've thought about it, is that's one of the worst things there is to have
to do. It is so tedious.
I hate laundry.
You guys, I literally hate it too. I do. And then when I get my clothes from like dry cleaning or whatever, I'm just like, you know what? This is why I work, right?
Yeah, but with me and Frog, it would cost me $1,000 a month.
What? Why?
We have so many clothes. That kid goes so many. You know, he wears uniforms.
Yeah, I'd be afraid
at the school. And then when he gets home, the first thing you do is what?
Yeah.
Change clothes.
Yeah.
Because you don't want the uniform on to play outside. So you change clothes. Then what do? You take those clothes off and you put on pajamas for later on that night. Well, guess where the clothes that you just wore for 2 hours goes? In the dirty laundry.
So he has three sets of clothes.
Every day.
But he could have four because he's in sports.
Yes.
So he could have four.
Baseball.
Dude, you got to get this. I think they have a Groupon for it.
No, I'm just saying that would break me.
Oh, right.
That many clothes at that price?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, do it now while he's small, because that way it'll be cheaper. Later, you're screwed.
Yeah, because then you're dealing with more fabric.
The bigger kid, bigger
clothes. Kids, yeah. When they're teenagers, it's not affordable.
I like your thinking. I like the thinking there.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.